Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ideas on how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Peter Meyer being on the show. Peter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on, we're already in his 17th year as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the principal of the Meyer Group. He's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, a book that I talk about with you even when he's not here. I quote that book all the time. Warp Speed Growth, another book, and among others, and one of the great business consultants that we've ever known. He's our good friend Peter. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Good to have you here. So, Peter, I know you've got stewardship on your mind. I love that word, stewardship. I think it's a handy word. I think it's an effective word. I think it's a word more of us need to contemplate. And the reason I say it's handy is because it can be applied to so many parts of our lives. What do you think?
I think that once you choose to be a steward, then you choose to be a steward throughout your life, not just for being a parent or being a business person. But go ahead, please.
It's not just a means to an end. It's a way of life if you decide to be a steward.
Yes, it's a taking responsibility for yourself, and in the end, helping build a better place for the next generations in business. Next generations in the family, next generations in our country.
Well, yeah, and when you do something, a steward says, okay, what did I do, what have I accomplished, and what will that mean going forward? Or something, those kinds of thoughts. Not just what has been laid in my hands today, but what will this mean for a person coming behind me tomorrow?
Yes, and a lot of it to me means that we make the decision, and we'll talk more about this if you wish. We make the decision to say, I'm not going to react to what's being handed to me. I'm going to act to set things up better for myself, my business, and the people who follow on behind me. Not react, but act.
So you're saying a steward is not just someone who takes what's given them. They actually take responsibility for what's given them.
And even more than that, part of what's happening here for our companies and our lives is that the amount of data we get every moment increases dramatically in business, on the news. And when we make the decision to be a steward, we're making really the decision that the data does not drive us. That what we believe is the right thing for the future, or even the present, that's what drives us and helps us both sort and assimilate all the data.
So
more data means less certainty now.
So when I say that last part again.
More data means less certainty now.
Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, in the old days, back in, like 2010, when we had information flowing in, it was flowing in at a rate that was seen intensely high, but we could sort of understand what was going on. Now, as data becomes big data bigger, we get so much data, not information, but data available to us that we can't juggle it all in any one mind. We try hard, and most of us who run a business are really good at juggling more data than other people. But it's reaching a point where if you try to manage the data stream, it's like drinking from a fire hose. It becomes less and less viable. If you try to manage the data, which gets wider and wider in its scope, you become less and less certain of what is right.
Well,
and all you need
the way I think about this is something I've said to my audience many times, and that is that we have to become more productive and more we have to become better consumers of the information that we have. We have to be more deliberate and disciplined in the way we consume information. That's part of what you're talking about, isn't it?
Not only is it that, but we have to set up a set of, if you will call it, filters that help us decide how we're going to do that. Mm-hmm. And those filters need to be values-based for our business and values-based for our lives so that we know what's important to us and to the future.
And a big reason for what your concern here is because of the times we live in. Because we're in a time when we're being hit with this fire hose of information all the time. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to get some more of Peter's thoughts on stewardship of information. It's a very important topic, something we need not only in our lives, but especially in our businesses. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blasting. And Meyer Group, GRP, MeyerGroup.com is Peter's website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.